I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Southern Vermont has been dealing with water contamination from the chemical known as PFOA, but it's now becoming clear the issue is more widespread than that. The suspected carcinogen has not only been found in drinking water in Pownal and Bennington, but also in New York and New Hampshire. Today we're getting an update on the contamination in the Granite State from New Hampshire Public Radio reporter Emily Corwin. She's been covering the water contamination for NHPR. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
The Saint-Gobain plastics plant in Merrimack seems to be the center of this PFOA problem in New Hampshire. This is the same company that owned the ChemFab plant here in Vermont and North Bennington. What do we know about the scope of the PFOA contamination in New Hampshire right now?
So the state has identified the contaminant in high concentrations surrounding the Saint-Gobain plant, and they're just beginning to test beyond the 1 mile radius. We will be hearing back soon about the mile and a half radius, and so scope is very limited right now, but what they're doing is just following their test results, and if they continue to get water concentrations over 100 parts per trillion, they will continue to test further and further out until they go below that threshold.
Do we know yet how many water supplies or private wells have been affected by this?
Between 100 and 200 wells, I believe, but you know that number is still increasing.
What's been the response from Saint-Gobain and from the state of New Hampshire so far?
They're continuing to test, and that process is still underway. I should include also that it's not just private wells here. It's the Merrimack Village District Public Water System that's tested at 35 parts per trillion. And so, you know, they're dealing both with trying to decide, is that something we should respond to, or can we leave it at that level? Should they be filtering the public water? They haven't figured that out yet. With the wells, which are testing, you know, up into the 800s, they are providing bottled water. So anyone in the 1 mile radius is getting bottled water right now. Anyone with a well over 100 parts per trillion is getting bottled water right now, and they're continuing to test.
Here in Vermont, the company Saint-Gobain has been paying for a lot of the testing and for the bottled water. Is that the case so far in New Hampshire as well?
Yes. So Saint-Gobain is footing the bill for the bottled water, which they are still distributing from like a single place people have to drive to. But they say in the next couple of weeks it will be a distribution process. So they'll be sending trucks out. And they've also offered to pay for filtration systems at the point of entry for any house with a well over 100 parts per trillion. But the state says that they're still negotiating that. They are wanting people to wait before they engage in that sort of negotiation with Saint-Gobain on an individual level because they're interested in possible infrastructural solutions that might be, for example, putting more well houses onto public water.
I want to talk about this parts per trillion number we've been mentioning. The feds say it's safe to have up to 400 parts per trillion in drinking water. In New Hampshire, the level is 100 parts per trillion. Here in Vermont, it's only 20 parts per trillion. Can you help us understand what all these numbers mean and how this fits into the situation?
Right. So, of course, the parts per trillion is the concentration of the contaminant in the water. And, you know, we in New Hampshire are all looking over at Vermont and saying 20 parts per trillion. What does this mean for us, right? I think a lot of people here are looking at Vermont's number and it's making them nervous about the fact that in New Hampshire, you are only getting bottled water if you're in that 1 mile radius or you have over 100 parts per trillion, especially with the public water. I mean, it's interesting to think about the fact that if the Merrimack Village District were in Vermont, their public water would be absolutely offline.
PFOA used to be an unregulated chemical, which has made it hard to track. It's hard to know where it was used. Can we draw any conclusions based on the situations in Vermont or New Hampshire about what other potentially harmful chemicals may be out there in the environment?
The word that comes to mind and that I hear a lot when I talk to scientists about this stuff is whack-a-mole. One scientist I was talking to was saying this is about how we regulate chemicals and the fact that this country's Toxic Substances Control Act, it was passed in 76 and hasn't been updated. People need to know it's in their water and they need to rally. And he says, you know, get their legislators on board with chemical reform.
Emily Corwin is a Southern New Hampshire reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. We've been talking about chemical water contamination there. Emily, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.